This is Logan.
Hi, my name is George. I'm calling from Research Associates, a national public opinion research company. We're not trying to sell you a product or solicitate a contribution. The purpose of this call is to conduct a survey on public education in New Orleans. Are you a registered voter in Orleans Parish?
Yes.
And thank you again for taking my call. Highly appreciate it. Are you very interested, somewhat interested, a little interested, or not interested at all in the government's race and statewide elections in October 2023?
Very interested.
Thank you again for your patience. And do you define your racial classification as African American, Black, White, Hispanic, or Asian?
White.
Thinking about the condition of New Orleans public schools buildings, tell me if you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the conditions of public school buildings.
Not at all satisfied.
And do you think that improving and maintaining the conditions of school buildings is a very important, somewhat important, a little important, or not important?
Very, very important.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. When you hear your friends, neighbors, and co-workers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express a lot of confidence, some confidence, a little confidence, or no confidence at all?
No confidence.
If the New Orleans public schools had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, repairing public schools facilities, would you definitely vote for, probably vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against this proposition?
Probably vote for.
And I'm going to read you two statements. Tell me which one best reflects your view. Here's the first one. Because of the rise in the cost of homeowners' expense, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings, or maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority.
It should continue to be a priority.
Okay. Now, voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. For each of the following, tell me if you would be strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, or not at all influenced, to support the 20-year millage renewal for public schools where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities. Here's the first one. Learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045. Does this strongly influence you, somewhat influence, influence a little, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Okay. The other one says learning that money is allocated to every public school in the city. Influence strongly, influence somewhat, influence a little, or not at all?
I'd say strongly.
The other one says learning that the public school district has a facility management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent. Strongly influence, somewhat influence, a little influence, or not at all influence?
I'd say strongly.
The other one says learning that if the school facility are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future. Strongly influence, somewhat influence, a little, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Okay. Learning that the owner of the 275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property tax for this existing millage. Strongly influence, somewhat influence, influence a little, or not at all?
I'd say strongly.
The other one says learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public schools buildings after Hurricane Katrina, without funds for this millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them. Strongly influence, somewhat influence, a little influence or not at all influence?
Somewhat.
And so one here says learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property taxes.
Strongly.
Okay. And thank you for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. Now that we have talked about the millage, if the New Orleans Public Schools had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that would preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that would expire in 2045, would you definitely vote for? Probably vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against this proposition?
I would probably vote for.
And as we conclude this survey, I have to ask you some questions for statistic purposes. Are you or anyone in your household a parent of a child enrolled in a New Orleans public school?
No, we are not.
A teacher at a New Orleans public school?
No.
A staff member or administrator at the New Orleans public schools?
No.
And stop me when you hear the group that contains your age, 1830, 3149, 50, 60, 61 and above.
31 to 49.
Stop me when you hear the last grade you completed. Some high school graduate, some college or trade school. College graduate?
Some college.
Okay. And my last question, do you own or rent your home?
Rent.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and your patience. Have a good night. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome.